Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Browns are on the practice field in Berea. Bye week, schmy week, it's over, baby. Back to football coming up on Sunday. Those pesky New York Jets.
Pesky.
I say pesky just in case they happen to win the game.
Or they own a pole make somewhere us all, in Boston.
That's funny. Make us all mad if that were to happen. And Kevin Stefanski's going to speak when practice is over. We expect it to be in the 1 o'clock hour, and we'll hear it right here on 92.3 The Fan.
Yeah.
I'm Jeff Phelps. Don't do... Kevigan.
You didn't hear the candy answer Menigan's. That he gave us. Did you hear the answer he gave about candy last week? I should have told
that
you.
That Menigan gave us?
Oh, Amer might be able to. No, that Stefanski gave about candy on Halloween last week. It was the
That's a
most.
Critical football question.
It was on the Kevin Stefanski show as well. And it was the most Kevin Stefanski answer I've ever heard about anything. You would say the same, Jeff.
Well, let me
you
hear
would
it. Be there.
Yeah, you got to hear it.
All right. What was your favorite Halloween candy?
Yeah, I'll eat it all. I don't discriminate. Whatever
Equal
it is.
Opportunity.
Come on.
Yeah, I'll eat it all.
Yeah. I can't, you know.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I'm not really going to single out one candy because I don't want
to make the other ones mad.
Yeah, I don't want to raise up the level. I don't want one of the candies to think I think more of them than I do the other. And
Do you like candy corn?
We had this whole conversation on Friday, and I got ripped.
About candy corn?
On the afternoon show. Yeah, because I'd never seen this before, Jeff. Somebody on Instagram said, you know, this is really why they call candy corn. And they stack them up in a row. Have you ever seen this?
And they stack
them. It looks like an ear of corn. Completely looks like an ear of corn. And I happened to say during the show on Friday that I didn't realize... That about candy corn. Like, I was just always thought candy corn was just kind of
sugar.
Looked like corn that was candy. It was really good. But I never once thought, hey, I'm going to stack this corn up and make it look like a real ear of corn. That sounds like a lot of fun.
You haven't answered my question, though.
Do you like candy corn?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, I was getting killed for it.
You can't eat too much of
it. Will you eat the pumpkin?
Ate the whole thing.
No, when they put the little pumpkins in there, too.
I don't like those as much.
Why?
I like
it's the same thing. It's just
I like
a bigger
the little
version.
Triangular pieces.
What, does it make
two
a difference?
Two in your mouth at the same time, one on each side, perfect balance.
It's like you're an old-fashioned baseball player putting a little chew in.
Absolutely, you got to have the balance.
Two at a time? I'm a handful. I'm like 6-7.
No,
come
two.
On, Merritt. Most that's disgusting why, candy
why,
ever, or no?
That's why all of a sudden we have to call the squad for you.
No,
Baskin
I actually
is spiked.
I actually like candy corn a lot. People
are kind of
crazy. And also, I would say this. I had a small bonding moment with Aditi Kinkabwala a few years ago because she saw me eating candy corn. And she's like, I love it too. So I felt vindicated that Aditi
did
also
did you give
likes,
her the candy corn? Or no, did you give her any?
It was over a video call, so I couldn't. But if we had been in person, I would have.
Oh, that's fabulous. I don't know. Did you have a lot of trick-or-treaters the other night?
No.
I wasn't
around.
Oh, you weren't anywhere. Here. That's right. Did you get any eggs on your house when you were home?
I did. They got cleared up.
That's good. Did you have a lot, Merritt? Did you get a ton of trick-or-treaters?
Well, I live in an apartment, so we don't get trick-or-treaters.
You know, I don't think... Why not? Why can't you have trick-or-treaters
because
in an apartment?
You need a code to get in.
Why can't people stand outside and
get
put a little table
me,
up?
Kid.
Why can't you take a little chair and sit outside and hand out candy to the kids that walk by the apartment complex?
I mean, I guess yeah. I could.
Take
I don't
a little
know.
Chair,
My apartment
Merritt.
Complex is a little hidden from the
How
road.
How about a
so
little trunk-or-treat, right? Are you not into the trunk-or-treat scene?
No, but I did participate. A bunch of the small businesses in my neighborhood did a trick-or-treat for the kids earlier in the week. So yes. I did go out and help with the candy with that. So I had fun doing
that. Wait, how do you help? You go to the store and volunteer to hand out
candy? Yeah, my gym was part of it. So I went to my gym and I helped hand out candy with the trainers.
That's
cool.
If a gym, it had to be healthy candy, right?
It was regular candy, but the kids had to do like jumping jacks and squats and stuff like that to get
it. Oh, you made them. Oh, that's not a bad idea.
I exercise before we fatten you up with sugar.
That's right. Or you give them the sugar first and then let them exercise. They burn it off. Right?
Either way it works, whether it's before or after.
Did they do like the good candy or do they?
Oh yeah, we had like the Reese's cups and M&Ms and stuff like that. All the fun size stuff,
yeah,
like
right.
Snickers, good stuff.
Oh, the fun size stuff. All right,
Let me.
Jeff,
had you handed out
candy, you would have handed out blank.
Each kid gets a piece of candy corn.
One candy corn eat. Could you not see that? Fella, that's a good looking costume you have there. What is that? Oh,
here you go, young man.
Oh, hobo. Fine. That's fantastic. Look, you just jumped off the train. Here's two pieces of candy corn for you. Not one, two. Oh, that's something extra special there, son. And have a penny to go along with it.
Pennies are nice. Earlier in the show, Tyvis Powell was with us just last segment. Tyvis was
full size Snickers guy, right? Yep.
Tyvis was talking about some of those wide receivers who might be available, and you could trade for one. And,
no, I know of two Buckeyes we probably think of, right?
Well, there are guys out there. There's a piece on The Athletic right now listing Brian Thomas Jr. from Jacksonville as a potential trade candidate. Diana Rossini says that. And says the Jags are listening to calls on Brian Thomas Jr. I'd give him a second round pick right now. He's not having as good of a year now as he did last year. A couple of those Ohio State guys. You know, do the Saints want to hang on to Olave during their rebuild?
No, I'll take him.
Do the Jets, who we...
Wilson, bring him on.
We're going to see coming up this weekend. Yeah,
you want Garrett Wilson? I want them both, yeah.
Well, no, don't get greedy.
I'll take them both. If we're going to be buyers.
I don't think you're going to get them both.
Well, why? If you could get two pairs of shoes instead of one, get two pairs of shoes.
This is the type of move I would make if I was trying to be aggressive and active. If Andrew Berry could pull that off. Andrew has shown the ability to trade for wide receivers. The Amari Cooper trade worked. The Jerry Jeudy trade doesn't stink. Jerry's not been phenomenal, but the trade doesn't stink by any stretch. He's been able to trade for wide receivers. He's not been able to draft wide receivers. Brian Thomas can play. Garrett Wilson can play. Jalen Waddle can play.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know, I can see them. If you find a guy like that at the trade deadline, that would be a huge help to this team.
I'm going to give you the most Browns trade we could ever think of tomorrow. You ready?
Yep.
You ready for this one? What would be the most Browns trade that they would do that you would think of? Like, I didn't see that coming, and this is what they did. Ready?
Go ahead.
Trade Gabriel tomorrow. That would be the most Browns trade that I could possibly think of. Trade Gabriel.
Well,
how much trade value does he have?
I don't know. Almost doesn't
none,
matter.
Almost none.
Doesn't matter.
See, if it'd you
be
traded,
if somebody came in and offered you a, I don't know, fifth, you'd be happy. Sixth.
Well, why would you?
For a third?
You drafted him in the third. What a colossal waste.
I mean, yeah, but we've already put him on the field.
But
what does he look like now?
Well, but I mentioned this to Scott Petrak.
All right, somebody offers you a third. Are you trading him tomorrow?
No.
Neither one of you. Okay.
No. Andy,
you wash your hands of the whole thing if you can get a third.
No, I don't want to. Well, there's no need to wash your hands.
But tell me that isn't a Browns move. That's the kind of move the Browns would make.
I'll disagree with you on that.
You don't think, again, their trades come out of nowhere.
We've had a couple of calls today, and one of our callers nailed it, and I thought they were right. You know, you drafted two quarterbacks in the third and the fifth, so you didn't draft one in the first. Okay. Or even the second. First round, you're married to that guy.
Right. You're married to him.
That's
for a little while.
Right. That's your guy.
You can figure out what your assets are.
For at least two or 3 years, you're married to him. You're not married to a quarterback you're taking the third.
No.
You're not married to a quarterback you're taking the fifth.
No.
You brought in two guys and you want to see if they can play. And I mentioned this to Scott Petrak because Scott and I both think that they're going to take a quarterback in the first round next year with one of those two picks. It just feels too much like that from the minute they made that trade. Doesn't mean they will, but you got to find a quarterback somewhere. So the way that this plays out now, and I said, this doesn't feel right. Could you imagine this as your quarterback group next year? Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders, a first-round pick.
And Bailey Zappe.
And Deshaun Watson.
Oh, yeah, and Deshaun. I forgot he's still around, yeah.
And Scott said, that doesn't feel right. I said, exactly. It doesn't feel right to me either. So are you moving on from one of these two guys you have here now? Because, Andy, it seems, and forget Deshaun, it seems improbable that you would have Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders, and a guy you draft in the first round next year, which maybe they're not going to draft a guy in the first round. But then who's going to play quarterback?
That means Deshaun Watson.
Well, that's... Say it again.
Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think it's going to happen, though.
I don't either, except guess what?
You know, I've been beaten down on this.
You got to have somebody.
I'm the one guy that keeps saying return on investment, return on investment, return on investment.
Well, the investment's already.
Or maybe the insurance is paid return on investment into return on investment. I don't know. Maybe that's the way it works out. If they're still paying him, he's going to and the opportunity is there for him to play, why would they go out and get another quarterback if he can go play?
Seen any blockbuster videos around lately?
There's one left, I think.
I think there is.
Is there?
How'd that work for everybody who invested?
Oh, you know, you never know when you need a video or a VHS tape.
Fred's in Maple Heights. Fred, did you try and call earlier?
Yeah, I did, man. How about Stefanski? Did he really say when it comes to candy that, you know, it's not candy's fault? He got to eat better? He got to do better? It sounded like he said the same thing during the press conference.
Wait a second. I need to hear that again. Can we hear that again? Is that possible? Fred, you make me wonder.
I think he said something about trick-or-treating and he's got to get it fixed.
Hang on. Fred, we gotta hear. Well, hang on, Fred. Here we go. Let's hear him one more time.
All right. What was your favorite Halloween candy?
Yeah, I'll eat it all. I don't discriminate. Whatever it is.
Opportunity.
Yeah, you're right, Fred. They got to do better when it comes to candy. You're right.
You got to do better, man. Hey, you know, everybody talking about the Shador trade, but, you know, and who we should start and all that good stuff. But none of that matters, man, if you got the same mindset that stays in place. You can put Shador in, trade Njoku, switch out Nyman. But if Stefanski keep forcing everybody into his system instead of building around the player's strengths, you know, it's going to be the same old story. That's why this team, in my opinion, stays stuck. I mean, we got talent on the team. They're NFL professional players. So there's talent there. No real chemistry is what we don't see on Sundays. And we see a coach who just refuses to adjust, in my opinion. So
do you really think? I think on defense we have talent. Do you really feel
no,
like?
No. I'm saying we have talent on the team.
No, I'm saying that too. Talent. But, I mean, look, if somebody said to you, hey, man, do the Browns have talent at wide receiver? You would say what?
Subpar. Because I think, in my opinion, a quarterback, a good quarterback or a quarterback that can make plays can make his receivers better. That's just my opinion, man.
Joe. I mean, Joe's working with two great receivers now, and he threw for over 400 yesterday. So all those people that thought he was dead, they're just wrong.
But see, it's the system, though. That's what it boils down to again. It's the system that Stefanski has been bringing. He's been playing, living, and dying by it. And we've been dying by it. So, I mean, he refuses to swap systems and play the guy's scrimps. That's just the nature of the beast, man. I mean, like, what difference do it matter if you're going to bring in a guy who's good at right tackle, but you're going to move him over to left tackle? And what difference is you going to bring a slot guy in, but you're going to make him? You're going to try to force him to be a vertical guy? I don't understand it sometimes. That's all it is. To me, it's like if Stefanski could just play to guy's strengths, utilize more jumbo sets, do more things to help his quarterbacks out when he knows he's behind the eight ball, I think we would be okay, man. And then you think about this. We still got Watson, and we still got, for what it's worth, and we got Shador. Hopefully we'll get a chance to see. So the best thing that could happen for us is that somebody can get on the field and some chemistry can happen, and then we can really see whether it was a coaching thing or whether it was talent, man. That's just my opinion.
Fair enough.
All right, Fred.
I think the play he needs to design is get an offensive lineman that can catch the ball so they can throw it off Isaiah Bond's head and it could bounce back into the offensive lineman who then is moving forward and takes it into the end zone. What do you think of that play?
That's funny
stuff. It's called the boink.
That's funny stuff.
Boink.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.